Shalom, children. Today we are celebrating a special feast day called Yom Teruah. Can you say it with me? Yom Teruah. Yes, in English we call this day the Feast of Trumpets. Can you guess why we would call it that? Yes, it is because Yahweh wants us to celebrate this day by blowing the shofar. Do you know what a shofar is? It kind of looks like a trumpet, but instead of being made out of metal, it is something very different. A shofar is the horn of an animal, like a ram or a kudu antelope. The horns of these animals make a beautiful musical instrument. Have any of you ever blown a shofar? For most people, it is not so easy to make a sound with it unless you practice and practice and practice. Yahweh told his people that he wanted them to celebrate this day by doing certain things, and also by not doing certain things. Isn't it thoughtful of Yahweh to tell us just how to celebrate his feasts? The first thing Yahweh told his people was to celebrate this feast in the seventh month on the first day of the month. This means that the feast will fall sometime during the fall season. Then he told them not to work on this day, but to rest. I don't know about you, but adults appreciate Yahweh telling them to take a break and not work on certain days. So, on this day, Daddy and Mommy are not going to their usual jobs. They are going to take time off from work so that they can go to services and celebrate this day. You know what that means for you? No chores to do. I kind of like that rule, don't you? The next thing Yahweh told them is what they need to do. He told them that they need to have a set-apart gathering. That means that you will do just as you do on Shabbat. You will go to services and see your friends. Isn't that awesome? He also told them that Yom Teruah is a day to remember the blowing of the shofar. When I think of a shofar blowing, it reminds me of a very special event we read about in Scripture. Can you guess what it is? Yes, it's the story of the Israelites receiving Yahweh's commandments at Mount Sinai. That day, the Israelites were standing near the mountain, waiting to hear Yahweh's voice with their own ears. Finally, the moment came. They heard loud thunder and saw many flashes of lightning. A thick cloud covered the mountain, and as if that wasn't enough, there was a shofar sounding from the mountaintop, louder than anything they'd ever heard. The whole mountain was covered in smoke because Yahweh had come down on the mountain like fire, and the mountain was shaking. Can you imagine a mountain shaking? When the people heard and saw so many amazing things happening at once, they got really scared. The blast of the ram's horn sounded for a long time and kept getting louder and louder. They saw the smoke all over the mountain and heard the voice of Yahweh talking. They begged for Moshe to ask Yahweh to stop. They wanted to go back to the usual way of just having Moshe tell them what Yahweh said instead of having to hear his awesome voice for themselves. So Moshe told them not to worry because Yahweh was only letting them hear him so they would know he was real. He meant for them to see how great he was so that they would understand that he was always to be respected and obeyed. I can't imagine how amazing it would be to witness that event. I bet that was the loudest and strongest shofar blast ever. Okay, we are not done learning about the things Yahweh wanted them to do. Do you remember learning about some of the offerings that Yahweh wanted? Well, Yahweh wanted his people to bring certain kinds of those offerings to the priest on Yom Teruah. These offerings were a sweet smell to Yahweh, because they were meant to be a way for the people to show Yahweh that they were obedient. We don't do those offerings today because the temple is gone. But back when they did have Yahweh's tabernacle among them, the priests received offerings every day. Can you imagine that? I'm sure that was a lot of work. On Yom Teruah, Yahweh wanted one young bull, one ram, and seven lambs that were a year old and perfect. We call these offerings burnt offerings. The next offering that Yahweh wanted was the grain offering, as well as one male goat for a sin offering. These are the special offerings that Yahweh wanted for this feast day, besides the daily offerings and the new moon offerings. Many believe that Yeshua will return on Yom Teruah because Scripture says that he will return with the sound of the trumpet, and that is definitely an exciting thing. Children, can you say Chag Sameach to wish each other a happy feast? Chag Sameach! Well, children, we have come to the end of our story for today. We will see you next time for another exciting Little Gems story.